court in New Jersey signed an order officially placing Mr. Rice in the PTI program. That effectively ended the criminal case.
Mr. Rice avoids prosecution. What is his reaction to that news, and what is your reaction to that news?
We're very happy. We believe and agree with both the prosecution and the court that this is the appropriate disposition for the case. I know that Mr. Rice is extremely happy to put this behind him. He and Janae just want to move forward with their life. I know that he's very happy, because now he gets to focus on his family and on football.
I heard a report that Janae had written a letter to the court in support of her husband. What can you tell me about that?
I can tell you that Janae did make it clear to the court that she was in favor of her husband receiving PTI.
Now, in Maryland, we have something called probation before judgment. I understand that PTI is similar, but what does Mr. Rice have to do now that he's entered PTI, in terms of counseling, probation, that sort of thing?
It sounds like, I'm not a Maryland attorney, but it sounds like a similar program. This is a judgment without a verdict. If he stays out of trouble for a year, remains arrest-free, satisfies, you know, court costs, and continues in counseling, the matter will be dismissed and will be erased from his record.
He could, after a year, have his record cleared. And the other thing is, there are some other, he's generally pleased, you're generally pleased with this. I mean, basically, is this case closed?
Case is closed.